It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Whoa, what's your name?
Young boy.
Yeah. Well, you know what, man? You might get a chance to get out of being young boy Nebon Larson tomorrow at Parts Fun Known. Their YouTube channel is hosting Quizlemania, hosted by Adam Blompied. And you, Larson, will have the opportunity. You are going to be participating, representing Going In Raw. And if you win, if you come out ahead, you get the big red title and you get to dispense. You get to dispatch whatever, get rid of the young
get
boy.
Get rid of title. The young boy name, which really isn't that bad of a punishment. Quizlemania, you said, Parts Fun Known YouTube channel, begins at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, all equivalent time zones around the world. Looking forward to it. Really hope I don't embarrass myself, but it's like it's a coin flip whether I'm going to do well or just look like a complete a-hole.
Well, you know, that's if that's not the Going In Raw way, I don't know what is.
Don't know what is.
Anyways, man, before we get into the news, I want to remind everybody, hit that like button. It really helps Going In Raw. If you're watching us on YouTube, if you're listening to us in the audio realm, hey, man, leave us a rating, review, or comment. It helps. Let's try to get this one up to 601 likes. Larson, what's in the news?
What's in the news? We got some backstage details on why certain WrestleMania matches happened the way they did. First, from WrestleTalk, they're saying this. WrestleTalk's Luis Dangour can exclusively reveal that WWE's initial plan when they figured Roman wouldn't be on the show was to have Goldberg retain. Of course, it's for the Universal title. WWE wanted Goldberg to put over Roman Reigns, with this being the only reason he defeated The Fiend for the Universal Championship at Super Showdown. As such, we have learned that tentative plans were put in place for Roman to defeat Goldberg at SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Roman removed himself from WrestleMania due to concerns about the ongoing pandemic. But Bill had other ideas.
Uh-oh.
Because according to WrestleTalk, quote, our sources have told us that the reason WWE opted to have Braun win the title on Saturday night is because Goldberg's final WWE appearance and match of 2020 was set to be at WrestleMania, and the Hall of Famer had no intention of adding more dates to his current deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they couldn't convince him. They couldn't say, hey, Bill, why don't you hold on to this thing till SummerSlam, because we can't do Roman versus you at Mania, which is where we want. And then he was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. I've done enough damage here. I'm leaving. Here's the thing. WWE wanting Goldberg to put over Roman Reigns didn't seem to be the only reason he defeated The Fiend. It's because he wanted it. Because WrestleZone is reporting that Goldberg pulled the old creative control card to win the Universal title off Bray in the first place, saying, quote, we were told that Goldberg going over was a last-minute decision, apparently because Goldberg didn't want to risk damaging his image.
Gosh.
It was noted that Goldberg bargained for creative control and pushed for the title win because The Fiend was a monster and the younger fans... There are no more younger fans, Bill. The younger fans needed to see him come out victorious, or it would ruin his character. As if that complete botch fest of a match in Saudi Arabia didn't ruin his character already.
Yeah.
Furthermore, it was explained that Bray Wyatt eventually agreed to put him over, which might have gained him some more favor with the locker room. As far as when we could see Goldberg back in a WWE ring, that might not happen for a long time, if at all. I would be so happy if that last little clause was, if it was never again, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, he doesn't really bring anything, as far as I'm concerned, to the
his matches are terrible.
They're terrible.
They're dangerous.
And you get a situation where he is so protective of his image and his character that, like, everything has to come to a complete stop to accommodate the whims and will of a 53-year-old man who maybe wrestles once a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good way to do business.
Nope. Nope.
You're mortgaging your future to make one dude happy who brings at most a short-term pop to ratings. He's not around for the long haul. He's not going to be around long enough to make an impact long term in a sort of television ratings. It's a foolish move to make that level of accommodation for him, and it's honestly quite surprising. I know Goldberg takes himself and his character very seriously.
Yeah.
At the same time, though, this is scripted entertainment we're talking about, and I know Goldberg likes to present himself as a superhero. Sorry, Bill, superheroes don't really exist. You're a 53-year-old dude who gains his power from headbutting doors.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty lame, dude. Pretty lame.
It's pretty lame.
This is also kind of lame, but for much different reasons. There seems to be some clarification as to why Rhea Ripley lost her title at WrestleMania beyond any stories they might have had. Larson, what's going on here?
That's from PW Insider. They're reporting that visa issues may have resulted in Rhea Ripley losing her title match against Charlotte WrestleMania. They add that Rhea has traveled back to Australia in an attempt to resolve these issues, and it's unknown when she'll be able to return to the United States.
That is a tough process. I know my brother-in-law is a Scotsman, not Drew McIntyre, but he's from Scotland. And man, the process of him and my sister that they've been going through, and it does require travel, you know, to and fro quite a bit. They have to do interviews in all sorts of places, fill out applications in all sorts of different places. And if you make one misstep, everything resets. So, you know, I'm sure that they are the WWE's lawyers and whatnot. They probably
working
have
overtime
a lot of
on this one.
They probably are completely on top of it. But still, regardless, there's only so much you can do. You have to follow the process. You have to trust the process, Larson.
If you don't follow the process, then it's not going to happen at all.
But two things, man, the current administration and the current pandemic, they're both going to get in the way of this being resolved probably for a little bit longer than they would like.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting, though, and it kind of runs counter to something I mentioned on Matt Chat coming up tomorrow, where I was hoping that the Charlotte win would actually be part of a story to further build up Rhea Ripley. No, it just seems like travel issues.
Well, I mean, it could be travel issues is the genesis of it, but maybe they can use those travel issues to build a story.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. It's just you would think that story would come first, but things happen.
Yeah.
Anyways, speaking of things happening,
WWE is filming some more stuff. Steve, tell us more.
Okay, so this is coming to you from Fightful Select. By the way, totally subscribe to Fightful Select. They're wonderful. Fightful has learned WWE is planning to tape more content at the end of this week. As of Monday night, WWE had informed many talent that they plan to mass tape several upcoming shows. As far as we've heard, the tentative plan is to film 3 episodes of SmackDown, 3 episodes of WWE Raw, and multiple episodes of NXT starting this Friday and going through the following Thursday. We've heard the idea of some episodes being live has been tossed around, but is not a certainty.
Steve, I have a question.
Yep.
Where are they shooting this?
I don't know.
Where?
You tell me.
Tell me where.
You tell me.
Tell me where, damn it. We talked yesterday about Meltzer apparently reporting that WWE was planning on shooting content at a secret location.
That doesn't tell us anything, Larson. Secret? What does that mean?
A secret. Meanwhile, WrestleVotes is reporting that, quote, hearing both SmackDown, that's April 10th, and Raw, April 13th, will be live from the Performance Center. Seems like WWE will indeed push on. No break at this time coming. Tonight's Raw, last night's Raw, and this week's NXT have already been taped. PDM Insider, and they confirmed that WWE will be taping content at Performance Center later this week. Meanwhile, in other combat sports news related to everything that's going on, the Association of Ringside Physicians issued a statement today which suggested that all combat sports be suspended due to the ongoing pandemic. It doesn't seem as if Vince McMahon or Dana White is looking to abide by their recommendation, given what we learned about WWE pushing forward, Dana White buying an island to have shows.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like they're just going to keep on going and just try to push through until this thing passes.
Yeah, man. Well, they didn't become billionaires by, you know.
Pardon me, what?
They didn't become billionaires by being inactive.
No. What?
They didn't become billionaires or millionaires.
Thank you.
By being inactive. Sorry, I don't know what I'm doing, man. I love that, Bernie. Billionaires. Anyways,
let's try and give you an opportunity there to do it.
I appreciate that. The billionaires. Speaking of a millionaire who is saying something stupid, let's talk about the third man, brother, Hulk Hogan. He's talking about the big man, brother, and what God can possibly do for this pandemic. So anyways, this came to us from Hulk Hogan's Instagram account. And rather than just suggesting that we all drink our milk, take our vitamins, No, Hogan wants you to say your prayers on his latest Instagram post. And here it goes. He said this: word up. Can you handle the truth, my brother? Only love, Hulk Hogan. In 3 short months, just like he did with the plagues of Egypt, God has taken away everything we worship. God said, you want to worship athletes? I'll shut down the stadiums. You want to worship musicians? I'll shut down the civic centers. I wonder if that means like little coffee shops too, where they have amateur hour. He continues, you want to worship actors? I'll shut down the theaters. You want to worship money? I'll shut down the economy and collapse the stock market. You don't want to go to church and worship me? I will make it where you can't go to church. By the way, plenty of people actually do still want to go to church. And the government says, look, that's not really safe right now.
Yeah. And a lot of people are still going nonetheless.
He continues, if my people who are called by my name, well, I think this is a verse, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. He continues, or he concludes by saying, maybe we don't need a vaccine. Maybe we need to take this time of isolation from the distractions of the world and have a personal revival.
Say yeah.
Where we focus on the only thing in the world that really matters, Jesus. Wow. Goddamn, Hulk Hogan. Goddamn. Because here's the thing, brother.
We do need a vaccine.
If you want if you don't want this pandemic running wild, then we're actually going to need a vaccine. Yeah. And as much as prayer does help the spiritual, I'm all for that. I think that's great. I respect the crap out of it. Just saying prayers and giving positive thoughts, that ain't going to do the trick. Science tells us that we need a vaccine sooner than later.
We need to social distance, stay at home, flatten the curve. Get that vaccine running wild, and then we can resume some measure of normalcy. Prayers alone ain't gonna do the trick.
These fucking old rich people who just sit around with, you know, all the luxury in the world to self-isolate ad nauseum, they don't know how people have it, man. It's rough out there. It's really bad. I have a couple friends in healthcare, and they've described some nightmare scenes, dude.
I mean, you just read the stuff in the news on Twitter, people's firsthand accounts, what's going on. It's horrible.
It's horrible. Yeah, we need real.
We get the vaccine, real science to help us out of this. The better off we will all.
Yeah.
Be.
I'm all for prayer if it helps you, man. But totally. It ain't gonna help this pandemic. If it helps you spiritually, great. Yep. But we need science to step in and help us out, man. That's what we need.
You got that right, brother.
Brother.
Brother. Anyways,
I'm sure people are going to be like, oh, but Hogan, you know, go ahead and defend Hogan. I don't care.
I'm not going to take spiritual advice from Hulk Hogan.
I'm certainly not going to do that.
I'm just not.
I'm certainly not going to do that. Take your vitamins. Yeah, man. Drink your milk. There's some good stuff going on there.
Milk bothers my tummy, Hulkster.
Yeah.
What say you to that?
Well, you know, I mean, it's got good calcium, though. So
you get calcium other places.
Yeah, okay. Well, I like milk. Milk is great. I love milk. Milk's good. Prayers, not for me, but I understand, for other people.
Yeah,
pandemic,
it helps them. It helps them greatly.
Drink some chlorine instead.
Oh, don't do that.
Don't do that for sure.
All right, let's wrap this up before people start.
All right, man, thanks everybody for tuning in. And remember, tomorrow, man, Wednesday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. British Standard Time. Parts fun known. Go subscribe. Larson will be on there, repping, going in raw. Thanks everybody. Thanks for everybody for. I know you will. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing to the weird to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.